message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
Hey, I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Burks.
And this is the 727 Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about stop paying top dollar for front seats to your bullshit. What do you think about that, Jamie?
No one likes a pity party.
No one likes a pity party. And worse, nobody wants to hear your negative ass shit coming out of your mouth. You want to, you know, start thinking different. You want to start talking different. Start talking positive and change your attitude.
I feel like I do this with the kids even when they feel like they don't want to go to school or they don't want to do their homework. Like the other day, for example, Abuma was at the table and he just kept getting up. I was like, all right, have a seat, kid. Like he just couldn't get focused and he just kept saying like, ugh. Like it was like whining, like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. It's like, if you keep telling yourself you don't want to do something, you're never going to get into the mindset of like, all right, I'm going to do this and I'm going to handle it. And I felt like there was a moment where even though he didn't like say it out loud, that happened. And then from that point on, the homework got done quickly, it got done correctly, and then it was over with before he knew it. So I feel like making the excuses and being negative, there is just something truly to be said about it. And I also do, even when I feel like super jacked up and I'm like so upset about something and someone asks me like, how's everything? I'm like, everything is wonderful. Like I just, even if you mask and lie to yourself a little bit that things are great and everything's just gonna be fine, it almost like it's indirectly causes everything to be okay. Like it causes your attitude and your feeling inside of like, you know what, maybe this is going to be all right and there are things that are worse than what's happening right now and I'm gonna go kill this shit.
Like Henry Ford says, if you think you can or you think you can, you're right. And I hear it all the time. People are talking negative and you could be turn it around and talking positive and positive things will start to happen. But if you're talking negative, you're starting to attract that shit. So,
I thought you said talk in positive.
Talking positive.
That's so, a cool way to put it. Talking positive.
Yeah, talk in positive.
There you
so
go.
Maybe I started something like that. So very important you keep a positive mindset. Your attitude will literally change your life. How you perceive things, how you do things, and how you do one thing, you do everything. So no matter what I have to do, I try to keep a good attitude about it, and then good things will happen. You know, I had a people come in here all week, you know, and I've changed my desk here to the front so I can kind of keep an eye on things and start meeting more people instead of hiding back in my office. And it's been awesome. You know, I've been hearing a couple things from some of my agents and I wanted to come out here for myself to see what's really going on. And because of my positive attitude, because of what I believe, nothing but good has been happening. So whether you think, like I said, if you think that something good's gonna happen, it will. If you think something bad's gonna happen, it will definitely come and find you. That shit will find you wherever you're at.
Still not easy. Success is simple, it's just not easy. That is for sure.
But it all starts right in your head, because most of these things that you don't think can happen or you don't think are possible, it's all in your head. Everything is possible. As long as you believe and have faith, God will take care of the rest.
Yes, even when you came in and when you asked me a question like, are you busy? Do you have time for this? And I was like, what kind of question is that? Of course I'm busy. No, I don't have time. But I'm like, we're gonna make time for whatever it is. You have to figure it out. So going in and just telling yourself I'm going to figure it out is kind of positive thinking. It's, you know, I'm going to make it happen no matter what it is. I'm not just going to say, I don't have any time. I can't, you know, it's not enough hours in the day. Yeah. Days do get away, but you have to figure it out. You have to figure out a way to positively turn it around.
And I have reminders everywhere to make sure the second I get caught slipping, I can look up and see something. I have this right at my desk. Believe nothing is impossible. So, you know, it's very important. That way I could get myself back on track and Because there is times, you know, even myself, I'm slipping. Or if I catch one of my team members slipping, one of my friends slipping, I'm going to be right there to get them going because I don't want to hear their bullshit. I want to make sure that they understand that. And I do it because I care. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to be an asshole. I'm doing it because I want to help them. I want to get their mind right. I want to get them running in the right direction instead of their self spiraling down. I'm going to catch them. I'm not going to let them fall. I'm going to catch them and I'm going to get them going in the right direction. And I expect the same from them. I don't want to just them to say yes, yes. You know, I want them to tell me if I'm not doing something right, let me know. So, and that way I can fix it and get going in the right direction.
I think I confuse excuses a lot with reasons. So like in, when you say like, well, that was your excuse for not doing something. No, no, that was my reason for not doing it. It just is like a glorified word. But when you can, when you, regardless of whether it's an excuse or a reason of why you didn't do something, it should force you to automatically go into like problem solving mode and like, how I'm going to make myself get this done. And the only way you're going to make yourself feel good about moving forward is if you have a good mindset and a good attitude about it.
The easy way to start getting happy and motivated is by doing something. You know, don't just sit there and sulk in your feelings and wish you coulda, woulda done something. Do it. Do it. I promise you, even if you fail, you're going to win. You gotta keep moving forward. You can't just sit there. I was talking with a friend today. I called him to invite him to an event that I'm having at my house tomorrow. And he was like, man, it's so weird how God works. He's like, I was just telling myself, man, I gotta get away from my friends. I gotta find some more positive people. He's like, I gotta find some people that have some drive and actually want to do something with their life. And then the phone rings and he's like, then it's you inviting me to this event. He's like, of course I'm coming. He's like, and you know, is it cool to bring my kid? Hell yeah, bring everyone you know. So that way everyone can benefit from this. It's, you know, if you want to surround yourself with people that are negative, guess who else is going to be negative? If you want to surround yourself with people that are positive, it's a trickle effect. So if you guys are ever down, you know, feel free, hop on my Facebook. You can watch me act crazy. You know, I record videos instead of, you know, doing recording on my phone and then posting, I go live. Why do I do that? A lot of times I'm stuttering, I'm messing up. I do it just to show you it doesn't even matter. Who cares? Who cares about any of that? I was at an event yesterday and I asked a couple of people, I was like, hey, you know, they were wanted to follow me on Facebook or whatever. And I asked them, hey, are you on social media? And they're like, well, yeah. And I'm like, do you ever post? And they're like, well, no. Well, why not? Why, what are you scared of? You know, so if anything, you know, I think of it as, you know, this is going to all benefit my kids one day. You know, one day they're going to be able to look back and see all these different videos I made, all these different posts I made. It's like a big, huge diary of my life, and they'll have it and they can have it forever. So, and if I could help people along the way, that's even better. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
people love au naturel. So like, don't overthink it too much. Just be positive and keep moving, because people like when you're super unique and
yourself, man. You want to flex
yourself,
on people.
Be yourself. Yeah.
That's the ultimate flex. Be yourself. Yep. Who gives a damn? I get asked all the time about what's all this equipment that you use for your podcast. I used to use some more lighting and all these things, and I'd have my professional camera guy come, and now I use my cell phone. There's a literally a ring. What is this, a pod? What is it called?
I don't know, but I keep just seeing like a ring of light as I look around the room. It's like going to blind me for the rest of the day.
So, yeah, that's my state-of-the-art equipment. I have a selfie stick with a ring on it holding my cell phone. So, you know, you don't need any fancy equipment. No. All you need to do is do it, you know, and if somebody's listening, cool. And if not, hey, that's okay too. I'm okay with it. Yeah. I do my things from my heart. And like I told you guys earlier, God will take care of the rest.
In the words of the famous Ryan Stuman, FYE.
And for you guys that don't know what FYE means, fuck your excuses. Nobody cares about your bullshit. Nobody cares. Work harder.
Yes, true debt.
With that, we're going to let you guys go. I appreciate your time. And again, I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Burks.
And this is the 727 Comcast. We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. I need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believe. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass.